Man, oh man, that's so good. That is the Bandcamp Friday set right there, my friends. It is Bandcamp Friday today. You can get all of these albums and anything your heart desires. And all the proceeds will go directly to the bands, the artists. It is a good thing. So if you need some new music or some old music, go to Bandcamp today and pick it up. A Bandcamp Friday set there. All those albums I own on Bandcamp, albums and singles. Ruby Ray, When You Gonna Bring Me Love, that's the lead track, and one of many, many great tracks off the Nashville musician's latest. It's called True Crime. It's released September 2022 on her own label, Ruby Ray Records. It was one of my favorites of last year. And up ahead of that, Perv Endings 20-something, great standalone single from the Brisbane, Australia band. That was released April of 2022. They were one of the very first bands all the way out there in Australia that said yes many years ago when I asked for a radio promo. They're very, very nice people. The Linda's up into that. Too Many Things, new standalone single released last month, right before their big Coachella performance, which I heard they slayed. Of course, they're the best. The Bobby Lee's up into that with Hollywood Junkyard off the Woodstock, New York-based band's third album. It's called Bellevue. That was released October 2022 on Californian label Ipecac Records. And kicking off Bandcamp Friday set with The Minx, Keep Warm. And that is off the Nashville-based band's new album. It's their sophomore record titled Creatures of Culture, released last month. And they're touring through May and June with a stop at Askew in Providence, Saturday, June 10th. They are seriously fantastic live. So if you are in the area, head over to Askew in Providence. That's Saturday, June 10th. Yours truly is going to be there. So, you know, come on by. It's top of the hour here in the booth and probably where you are as well. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Free From Radio, serving all Boston and all the world, WMFO.org. What is that noise? Maybe I'm just hearing things. Hey, it's our donations drive. It's, you know, it's springtime, so these independent stations like ours do donation drives. And if you like what we are doing here at 91.5 FM, WMFO, and I know that you do, consider donating. You go to WMFO.org, and there's a donations drive tab there to see how you can help us keep it free for them. And I thank you very much. All right, where are we heading? Where are we going? What are we going to listen to? Yes. We are going to listen to some great new stuff. It's a brand new single from one of the co-founders of one of the great 90s bands, Veruca Salt. Talking, of course, about Louise Post. What I've heard what I know is coming from this album. It's going to be great. And the new album is called Sleepwalker. It's Louise Post's debut solo album. It's out to June 2nd on El Camino Records, and here is the lead single from her upcoming album. This one's called Guilty from Louise Post, Music Savage Show.
Guilty, you're so guilty. Chinatown burned down, I saw you start the fire. So deep, so sweet, Alphabet Street, what a poet, what a liar. Got a spell check it. The morning after. First act, no tact. What a playback. Wasn't that a good disaster? Count it up. One.
Another choke.
set right there. My goodness, Throne Muses with Counting Backwards. That's the lead track off of 1991's The Real Ramona. That was the last album to feature Tanya Donnelly before she left to pursue work with Breeders and form her own band, Belly. And speaking of Belly, Belly was up out of that. Now They'll Sleep, second single off of their second studio album, King. It was released February of 1995. On 4AD / Sire Records. They would break up a year later as people, I guess it wasn't marketed well enough. It's a fantastic album, and it just didn't do as well as Star did. So they broke up, but they reformed in 2016 and released their third album, Dove, back in 2018. And they're doing a little mini tour coming up this fall. They return to Boston Thursday, October 5th with a show at Paradise Rock Club. That show is 100% sold out. But, you know, if there's a will, there's a way. If you want to get to see Belly, you know you can and you should, because they're one of the best bands live. Letters to Cleo up out of that. I Got Time, lead track and favorite of mine off the Boston band's third album, 1997's Go. Veruca Salt doing a little Laughing in the Sugar Bowl. That was a lead single off of their fifth full-length album. It's called Ghost Notes. That was released July 2015 on El Camino Records. It was their first album to feature the original lineup, as a matter of fact, since 1997's Eight Arms to Hold You. And speaking of Veruca Salt, the co-founders up ahead of that, Nina Gordon with Bad Way, that's off the debut album from Tonight and the Rest of My Life, released June 2000 on Warner Brothers, and Louise Post with her great new single, Guilty, and that's off her upcoming debut solo album called Sleepwalker, out June 2nd, also on El Camino Records. She's kicking off a North American tour June 12th in Vancouver. Runs through July, I believe. And sadly, right now, there's no Boston dates, but maybe that will change. All right, it is new music time. It is Friday, May 5th. Can you believe it? It's the first Friday of May. It doesn't feel like May out there in the Boston area, but, you know, that's going to change. A lot of great albums out today, and I'm going to play you just a few of them. Great songs coming up from Duran Jones and Lemon Twigs. And, well, you're going to find out. Speaking of Duran Jones, here is his latest single from his highly anticipated debut solo album, which is out now, right now, on Dead Oceans. This track is called Sadie from Duran Jones on New Music Week, Music Savage Show.
Oh, Miss Sadie, look what you've done. It was a cold, cold evening when he was gone. That man is moving to the unknown. Don't you shed no tears, my dear, yeah, 'cause he did. You know what you've done, oh, my dear.
do you love me? I can take it. Do you think we can somehow make it?
Thank you. Last night a supernatural thing, a smoke with Elvis. You wanna say it was a dream? Well, I think I would have known. So I bring a message from the king on this new morning. You can go anywhere. A man stepping off a platform. My pathway's lost, I say, where say you I should go? He said, go anywhere you please, looking up at the morning. You can go anywhere. Go.
That is New Music Week right there. Great stuff from Olivia Jean, Raven Ghost, title track from her third full-length release, which is out today on Third Man Records. Tour kicks off today in Nashville at the Blue Room at Third Man Records and stops in our area next Wednesday, the 10th, at Middle East Upstairs. And Olivia Jean is married, of course, to the founder of Third Man Records, the one and only Jack White. Up ahead of that, M. Ward's Supernatural Thing, first single and title track off the Portland, Oregon musician's new record, out today. On Anti Records, The Lemon Twigs with In My Head. Lemon Twigs are brothers Michael and Brian Diario, and the single is off of their fourth album, Everything Harmony. It's out on Captured Tracks. World tour stops at the Sinclair in Cambridge, May 12th. That is coming up. Nana up out of that with Crybaby, second single off of the of Monsters and Men frontwoman's debut solo album, How to Start a Garden. That was released today on Republic Records. Her U.S. tour kicks off in our area July 17th at the Sinclair in Cambridge. She'll be debuting at the Newport Folk Festival as well. Can't wait to see her in Newport. She'll be playing Saturday, July 29th. And kicking off New Music Week with Duran Jones, great track called Sadie. New single off of his debut solo album, Wait Till I Get Over, out now on Dead Oceans Records. Go out and get yourself some new music. Hey, you can do that over on Bandcamp. This New Music Friday. New music makes everything better. It is the last set of the show. It happens every week. It just sneaks up on me because I'm having a good time in this booth playing music, and then all of a sudden it's over. Yep. I hope that you have you've been enjoying it so far. You know that I have. This is the Hot Take set every Friday, 4 p.m. Boston time. Three of us, we put out a post on MusicSavage.com. It's called Hot Takes. It's our favorite songs and videos that have been sent to Music Savage throughout the week. And we post them again at 4 p.m. on MusicSavage.com. And you get a sneak peek here because I want them to be your favorites as well. And we're going to kick it off. Where are we kicking it off? We are kicking it off with this great new single from Balin. Balin are siblings Daniel, David, and Julia. And they are from New York City. And they have a brand new album, which is also out today. So I combined a Hot Takes set with new music set. You see, it's out today on Fantasy Records, and the tour brings the Balin trio to Boston Friday, May 19th at Bright Music Hall. Here is Balin with their new single, Here We Are Again, off of their new album, Tired Hearts, which is out today. Hot Takes set, Music Savage Show.
Found a picture from that night in Richmond. We both got drunk on home. Dad made it in the bathtub. It tasted funny, but it made me feel alright. Made me feel alright. I left for the next city on the poster. You wrote me a novel and I wrote you mine. You said you couldn't fit it all on paper. Now we hardly get to the second line. I must just be tongue-tied, running. Cars were discontinued. Sometimes silver streaks aren't meant to last, but I thought we last. Today I cried and I didn't tell you. My brother found me in aisle 3. This is gonna be the last time I come through Minnesota.
Maybe we should quit while we're ahead. Here we are. driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And then some flowers and condom sounds. Only more sins I repent. I'm so sorry that you call me lying. I'm so sorry that I'm still half trying. And I'm sorry for always apologizing. Look at all the pink flowers in the rear view.
quite the same. I am evolved, but I play the game.
You know the sound of Daft Punk means of taking you around the world and back in song. Hope you enjoyed that journey as much as I did. Ending it right there with the Hot Take set. Music from Bethany Cosentino. It's Fine, name of that one. Bethany is one half of the duo that makes up Best Coast. And that excellent single you just heard is off her debut solo album, Natural Disaster. It's set for release July 28th on Concord Records. And Bethany has stated that Best Coast is on indefinite hiatus. That's unfortunate because they're a great band, but man, this music from Bethany, this solo album is going to be something. Up out of that, Skating Polly, I'm Sorry for Always Apologizing, second single off the trio's forthcoming album, Chaos County Line. It's out June 23rd in El Camino Media. Anna St. Louis, Better Days, second single from the LA musician's upcoming sophomore album, In the Air, out June 9th via Woodist Mare Records. And Balin, up out of that, Here We Are Again. Again, Balin are siblings Daniel David and Julia Balin. Single is off of New York City Trio's new album, Tired Hearts, out today on Fantasy Records, and the tour brings them to Boston May 19th to stop at Brighton Music Hall. I've been Ryan D. You've been tuning in to the Music Savage Show right here, 91.5 FM. WMFO, meant for Tufts, free from radio, serving Boston and all the world, WMFO.org. Thanks for being out there. I appreciate each and every one of you for loving music as much as I do. And again, we are in the midst of our donations drive here at 91.5 FM, WMFO. I consider donating if you like what we're doing here. You can go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it free form. And thank you for that. I want you to have a great rest of your day and a great weekend and week. And I'll be waiting for you next week. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others. We need that now more than ever. I say that every time, but I mean it. Go out and get new music, especially today and Bandcamp Friday. Music makes everything better. Come back to me safe and sound next Friday for the Music Savage Show. I will be waiting for you. And stay tuned. I believe Jack and Jangle Heaven is up next. I do hope so. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for being out there. I'll see you next week, my friends. It's Ryan D. signing off. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.